Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Kyle's with us. Jason's engineering. I'm all excited. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vincent. I am strapped into my recliner with a full cup of coffee, ready to go.
Well, that is wonderful. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with us, opening salvo? Or
well,
do you want me to go?
I got a couple of things I've been thinking about here just lately, dealing with farmers and dealing with people in particular. I don't know, it's different in every part of the country, but the farmers that are having to sell their beef, the ranchers and stuff that are having to sell their beef, as high as beef prices are in the stores now, I went in as an example. I went into the local supermarket that my wife goes into all the time. And I go over to the meat market, and there was a package of 3 T-bone steaks, Vince, for $69. I like to fell over. But the amount of cost of this is, to me, stunning. And to me, it seems like it would be very obvious and necessary in any way, shape that they can possibly do it for 2 or 3 ranchers to come together and create a beef processing plant where you could take it from the hoof to the rail by yourself, and the farmers and the ranchers make that profit rather than the stores. To me, that's one thing. I'll let you comment on that if you want, and then I'll go on to something else.
I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. But the problem that I have with doing that is not the concept. It is the building of it. Because, number one, I'm a foreigner here. I come from a different land. I come from the East Coast, Virginia. And no one would work with me. Absolutely nobody. So you have to be a local, whether you live in Virginia. Wherever you are locally, you have to be a local, and your family has to be there for generations in order for people to trust you. So that would not work here. Now, we are going to do it ourselves. So instead of having a whole bunch of farmers work with us, we're going to do it ourselves. We have, years ago, just as the genocide was beginning, we bought a meat saw. And this is like a band saw, except it's taller than a person. And it came from a chicken plant. And we have all the blades to go with it. So it's a commercial meat saw. We bought a commercial meat slicer. We bought a meat grinder that can grind, well, it's as big as the meat grinders that are in the back processing area of a supermarket. I'm talking about a Hobart machine. So next thing we have to build is a cooler so we can hang the beef. We certainly can slaughter the beef, and we've already cut one up. So we know how to do it for our own purposes. We bought a True, T-R-U-E, brand 49 cubic foot freezer, which I'm working on with our son to get into full operational condition. It's magnificent in condition, except the cooling mechanism doesn't work so well. So we have a small scale starting point. Now, what could happen is we could be the impetus for exactly what you're talking about. And the plan is we'll commercially have processed for our campsite, and I've got some updates for that, so if you'll remind me, I'll share them. But currently, we're using a USDA and state-inspected processor, a commercial processor for our beef. They do a pretty good job. So we can sell right to locals if they want. We can sell to our campers. Our campers would come first. So we can eat the beef ourselves, and we are. We're currently doing that. We've made jerky, beef sticks, steaks, and ground beef. But it's processed by a USDA/state-inspected processor. So we can sell it. We can give it away. We can do whatever we want with it, no restrictions, because it's USDA inspected. The next step is we could start a club. And the club could buy beef from us. And we could can still continue with the state inspection and the USDA inspection. Or we could process it ourselves for the club. Or we could sell the beef to club members, and just like a Sam's Club or Best or any of these other clubs, Costco, where you pay a small membership. They charge a big membership, but we charge a small one. And there would be limitations on what the other team could do because we're a club. That's why they have golf clubs. That's why they have archery clubs. That's why they have shooting clubs. That's why they have the Lions Club, the Kiwanis Club, the Order of the Elks, etc. So there are things that there are benefits of being a club, and they all have dues. So anyway, the answer is I think it could work really well, and we're going to try it. We're going to follow that logic with one small change. Instead of rounding up all of the other farmers and saying, hey, any of you interested, y'all are going to have to chip in and we can do this ourselves. Instead of fighting that fight, we're going to just do it ourselves on a small scale. And when they see it, they might want to join in and say, hey, can you do ours too? And we'll say, yeah, there's some conditions, but yeah, we can, and we could grow it that way. Your comments, Kyle.
Yeah, I agree with you, Vince. The best way to get people to join is lead. And you're good at that. Do you have those, like you hear advertised all the time, the ease off or whatever it's called, the electric lift to be able to lift these cattle?
No, but what we do have is, when I say barn, some people might think some cheesy, dilapidated, falling down, dusty, moldy, infested. That's not what we have. We have a really nice barn that we built that's it's got a concrete floor with no cracks in it. It's between 6 inches to maybe a foot thick in different places. It's all rebar. It's finished smooth. And then there's short walls around the perimeter of this barn. It's 40 feet wide, 120 feet long. And the short walls are 8 inches thick, and they are concrete poured. Okay, so it's a continuous pour around the perimeter. So, and then it's steel roofed, steel sided, 2 inches of foam insulation on the roof, and I have the foam for the walls. So that building could very easily be finished and put in the sanitary walls and the epoxy floor, and we could put refrigeration in there to chill down and process meat. So it could be a very clean operation, just as clean as any other operation. So we could do that, and the trusses in this barn, it's not wood, it's iron trusses, and they can support a dolly and an electric lift, which we have. So we're just one scaffold away from making all that happen. So the answer is, yeah, we do.
Yeah, I was curious about one other thing, Vince. So you guys have, there's a lot of hobby farmers, I would think, around that area as well, because you guys have such an incredible growing season. I mean, other than being baked right now. But have you thought about, I was listening to the program before you just a little bit, and he was talking about, you know, creating some type of a place for a farmer's market where you could bring beef, say, or blackberries or whatever else that you have extra that you want to trade or barter. And because you're so far out, I don't know that it would work at your place. But is there anyone you know that would be sort of centrally located where there could, or is there already a large farmer's market somewhere that would allow, you know, more interaction between the people that are, you know, in your area? Because I believe personally, the supply chain continues to break down. I'm seeing more and more open, empty spots on the in the Kroger store and in the Super One store and Albertsons, for that matter. All of these different grocery store chains that are in this area, I'm seeing more and more open spots where there's just absolutely nothing there. And the things that they're putting on sale are, you know, stuff that, you know, you really don't need. I mean, it's not really food. It's just processed stuff. But I was just curious if there was something like that either going on there or is there something that where you could, I don't know, put the idea out there for someone to start or do or move. And they could even, you know, I know around here twice a year we have what's called a tailgate sale. And it's out in a little area far from here. And there's probably, I don't know, 60 or 70 different spots. And you have farmers or guys that people that grow things, and it's sort of almost a gun show / secondhand store / farmer's market for food and all of that kind of stuff. And I know one of the ladies in particular, good friends of ours, and they bring a lot of the produce that they grow that she doesn't can, and she sells a ton of it there. And anyway, I was just curious if there was something, I don't know, what about twice a year, but they probably want to be more than that coming into, you know, the fall. But anyway, I'm just throwing out an idea here. If I don't know what's going on in your area, but
I'll share that with you.
Sure.
I'll share that with you. So a couple miles down the road, probably about 3.5, there is a farmer's market, and it's kind of sanctioned by the government. And so there are some Amish there that sell fresh produce, but they don't necessarily grow their own. Sometimes what they do is they buy it, and they hire somebody with a trailer to go pick it up, maybe from Arkansas, for example, a trailer load of watermelons, and they bring it up and they sell them. And they see the Amish in their outfits, and they think, hey, Amish grown watermelon, what a great idea. And may not necessarily be true. So, yeah, we do have a farmer's market, but to flesh out what you're saying, it ties in with the camp, it ties in with Natural Farms, it ties in with 5-Minute University, and it ties in with USA Prepares. I'll tell you what it is when we come right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Kyle's with us, and I just want to say thank you to Dan Fink. Dan sent me an email, and he wants us to teach lessons on how to do things. And, Dan, that's what I'm doing here. I'm with Kyle, and we'll talk more in specifics about electricity and mechanics and things like that coming up, this class. But this class is to teach you a bunch of things. So when I talk about the campsite, I'm talking about Vincent Finelli starting and family starting over. Okay? What I'm talking about is a lot of things went wrong. I really don't want to delineate exactly how bad things got. But we have to do something to keep the farm. It's impossible. It's impossible to do things the way farmers have done them, which means raise grass, raise cows, take the cows to market, get your check, and then keep going. It's impossible. This year we sold some cows, the entire crop of cows, and our check was $8,900. Now, maybe other families could live with a son and a mother and a father all working every day, morning till past dark, all year for $8,900. But we can't do it because there are inputs like fuel and there are expenses like taxes and repairs and equipment and, you know, etc. So it cannot be done on our farm. And it's way below the poverty line. I mean, we probably set the standard for people who work nonstop and have no money. Okay, the Finelli family probably sets the world standard for that. Well, maybe not the world, but the United States standard. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is you can do it. You have to roll up your sleeves and you have to say, I'm not going to give in. I'm going to fight this to the death of them, not my death, their death. So what we've done is we've built this campsite, and we're going to rent out these campsites to people who are interested in coming here. But there'll be some rules, okay? We expect everybody to behave. And so just to let you know, you could do this. You could have a farm and turn some of your farm into campsites. And we've dedicated a little over 600,000 square feet, which is fenced in. It's about a mile of fencing around the perimeter of this dedicated camping area. It's 0.4 miles long. And we built in a scavenger hunt. It's a nature scavenger hunt. This is an educational camping event for rock identification, tree identification, berry identification, nut tree identification. And there are facilities for everyone to use. There are common area facilities, picnic tables, charcoal grill, a wood charcoal grill, first come, first served. And there's a tire run. Actually, there's two tire runs that are already installed, one for adults, one for, children, older children, and the one we haven't built and we're working on next couple of days, it could be done maybe tomorrow or by the weekend, is one for little children. So they're all running in parallel. So it's fun, it's nature, it's peace and quiet, and Natural Farms beef, Natural Farms eggs, and we have, as I mentioned, a children's playground. We have a hay fort. One of them is already built. And it's magnificent. And you'll see it on the website, naturalfarmslc.com. LC stands for Limited Corporation. The tire runs. And I've got a lot of it already built. I just need to take some more pictures. And the drought was so bad that we couldn't do anything because we were afraid we'd start a fire with our equipment. We'd set the farm on fire. So we haven't been able to do anything for weeks and weeks. Well, it rained last night. About 1.5 inches of rain. And the grass recognized what that was all about. And it's just waking up. So we might survive with the cows. The fire potential is way lower. Everything's looking great. I mean, it really is. And so the lesson here is, don't be discouraged. Roll up your sleeves and come out swinging. And that's what our family's doing. So that is one lesson on don't just sulk and say how bad it is. Don't do that. Roll up your sleeves, come out swinging, and you can do it. We've got Arjun was there, just left. I guess he'll call back, and we'll flesh out a little bit more when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian prosecutors have sought a sentence of 9.5 years in prison for U.S. women's basketball player Brittany Griner, with a verdict in her trial on drug possession and smuggling charges expected later today. Both sides were scheduled to make closing arguments, and Ms. Griner is expected to deliver final testimony in her own defense. As the recession continues to make life more difficult than it need be, the Democrats are trying to spend tons more money before the midterm elections in November. More spending in a time of a recession will only prolong the pain and increase taxes on most Americans. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News talks about the Democrats' inflation reduction bill during a recession.
The cause of the inflation is the Democrats' massive spending. Their solution is spend more and tax more. It's like throwing gasoline on a raging bonfire. It will only make inflation go up, not down.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Technically, Earth is over 4.5 billion years old. You would think our spin would be slowing down, but in reality, it's sped up this year. Earth has had its shortest day ever recorded on June 29th, with the day ending 1.59 milliseconds sooner than usual. That's according to the National Physical Laboratory in England. As scientists guess why, the Earth's rotational speed could be impacted by inner or outer layers, oceans, or the moon. Lawmakers' laws for thee, not for me, double standard was very prevalent in Michigan during the pandemic. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer locked down the state, yet gave her husband a free pass to take his boat out to a lake. Now it's an election year, and Republican Tudor Dixon is poised to give Whitmer a run for her re-election money. Tudor on Newsmax last night.
We have people not only within the state but outside of the state that is they are interested in taking Michigan back. This is a national race because this governor nationalized it when she decided to run for vice president of the United States in the middle of a pandemic and leave the people in the state with all of her radical COVID laws and COVID rules and regulations stopped us from moving, but continued to run to go to Washington, to leave the people. She has gone after every possible area of success in the state and crushed it, and we are going to bring it back, and we are going to focus on families and make sure that this is the place everybody wants to live, work, and play.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, Kyle's with us, and Kyle just hit the button and off I went. And it must have been something that Kyle said because we've got two calls stacked. Arjun in West Virginia, you're number one. Robert, you're number two. Arjun, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Kyle. I was wondering, I looked at my bill for the last year, electricity bill, and I see that, in the past year, my average, for one month is, 300 kilowatt, close to consumption per month in the summer.
And Arjun, say that slowly, please. Your bill was how much?
It's average of kilowatts that I consumed in one month is close to 300 kilowatts.
100 kilowatts.
Yes, yeah, uh-huh. 300 kilowatts. And yeah. In winters, it goes to like close to 1,500 kilowatts. So,
okay.
So I was wondering that, like, if this is my average in summers and winters, how many solar panels should I get and how many batteries should I get to actually support this? Yeah, this is just like an average. And I conserve electricity quite a lot. I do it. I diligently conserve electricity, you know, like I make sure I just use the space heaters in the room, you know, like don't heat the whole house and everything. So, I mean, I conserve electricity quite a lot, and but this is my estimate, you know, like this is the average that I have. How many solar panels would you recommend, and how many batteries would you recommend for me for this average?
Okay. First of all, you are using very little electricity. You said 300, that's 300 kilowatts in warm weather. Is that correct? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. That is very low. It's extremely low. You're using about one quarter the electricity that the average household uses, one quarter. So that's a great number. Now, the other number is getting close to average, and that is your winter number because you have a resistive heating system, which I believe you were mentioning that you plug in a radiant type of a heater with a, you know, glows, like it's like a toaster. Okay, they use an enormous amount of electricity. They really do. So, number one, change your heating system. That would be the most efficient thing that you could do. And heating with wood would be great if you have an airtight wood stove. If you can get wood for free, that'd be like the best way to do it. Another way to do it might be natural gas. If you have natural gas, and in some places in West Virginia, there is natural gas. That would be the next best way. And after that, you're looking at propane, and then you're looking at a heat pump. The problem with a heat pump is a heat pump doesn't work too well below 25 degrees Fahrenheit. And in West Virginia, it gets pretty darn chilly, as I remember. So the best thing you can do is shed watts rather than chasing those watts with solar panels. Now, that 1,500 kilowatts per month is going to be very difficult to achieve. You will need, and just let me give you a rough estimation. We have a solar array, Arjun, that is about 13 feet tall and 45 feet long. Okay? That's one of them. And we have two. And that's not quite enough. That one plus another one is not quite enough to run our farm, which typically runs less than the national average of, let's say, 1,100 to 1,300 kilowatts per month. So you're going to need an enormous array, enormous. And solar power, solar cells, the solar array, the frame to support it, and the charge controllers, and the inverter, and the battery bank, I'm thinking are going to be around $20,000 to $30,000 if you do it yourself.
Okay.
It's really expensive.
Yes.
So I did it when it wasn't so expensive. And, I bought a lot of, I bought it when no one wanted solar. And I bought the battery banks before people figured out that these were the best battery types in the world. And then I bought half of them used. And I did all the wiring myself. And, you know, we literally built it ourselves. So ours costs less than that, but it's still solar power. I don't care what people say. It is not really a method of saving money. It's really a method for independence from the grid. Kyle, do you have any comments about that?
Absolutely true, Vince. I was going to almost say exactly what you got through saying. The anything, Arjun, that creates heat with electricity, you can't use it. And I'm talking electric hot water heaters. I'm talking heating units, anything that is anything that's electrically powered that creates heat, electric oven, electric hot plates on top of the oven, none of that is compatible with solar. There's an old adage that goes when you're living off grid, and it says you live and die by the amp. And anything that creates heat is pulling a lot of amps. So my suggestion is, like Vance said, if you can't find an airtight wood stove, and then even I have found, so staying with this, the idea of solar is to be able to be independent from the grid. In order to be independent and create your own heat, you need, even if you have to buy wood, Arjun, you are better off with a wood stove and learning how to use it, and read and watch YouTubes or do whatever you have to do. Talk to Vance or I or somebody that's lived with it for a long time. But there's tricks with wood stoves to be able to get the most out of them for the least amount of effort. But if not that, then you need a, in my opinion, you need propane, because once you own the propane tank and the propane heater for your house, you have the propane available and you have it at your house and you can be independent and still get things to work. If you could put it up so that you don't need any electricity to run the propane unit, where it runs off of a pilot light and or a slight little, a thermocouple that can turn it on and off, that would be good. But even if you had to run some kind of electricity to it to have a blower fan, which increases your efficiency tremendously, a small generator could handle that real easily, and you would have the independence then of being able, as long as your propane held out, I would suggest at least one 500-gallon tank for propane, and then you've got to get someone that is very capable, that knows what they're doing, to have your house piped for propane if it doesn't already have it, because that could kill you. So, anyway, that's my suggestions.
Arjun, I have a quick question for you. Is this your launching point? Yeah, I know you moved from an apartment in New Jersey. You made a great escape. You are living the dream, where you're responsible for everything that you do. You're responsible for your wins and your losses. Is this location in West Virginia, is this your final destination, or is this your jumping off point before you come to Missouri?
It's like God only knows. It's just that you never know. And I have to come to Missouri. I have to learn a lot of things from you. I am actually planning that, and I will be in Missouri. But yeah, you never know.
Arjun, yeah. Let me tell you this. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Sergey Leo Shealy Soren, who is the adopted son of Dr. Norm Shealy, he was on with us a couple of weeks ago. He wanted to come to the farm, and I don't let people come to the farm. It's just something I haven't been doing. And I decided to make an exception to let him actually come to the house proper, the farmhouse. And he wanted to learn about solar. He wanted to learn about, a generator. Actually, he really wanted to know about a generator. So I said, I'll tell you what. Why don't you bring your wife, and we'll stay at a distance because of COVID. But it's a lot to teach you. And I said, I'll tell you what. We'll just go from 10 in the morning till noon. And that should give you a start. He was here until 6 or 7, in the evening, and we didn't get through everything. So all I did was teach nonstop as fast as I could, and he was taking notes, literally. So he took time off from where he could be working on patients to learn these things, and I asked him before we started. I said, "Here's a notebook and a and a pen. A couple questions for you. First question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how prepared do you think you are? Any thought 0 to 2? And when we were done, it was 0. Okay? I said, before we continued, I said, now I just want you to know that what you're going to learn is terrifying. You're going to leave here a changed person. It will be absolutely terrifying what you're going to learn because of the amount of things you're going to realize that you need to do yesterday. And maybe I'll ask him. I haven't discussed this with him, but maybe I'll ask him what his reaction was. He was scheduled to be on this week, Monday, a couple of days ago, and something happened. He didn't have the right phone number, or he typed in the pound key at the end of the extension for this particular studio at Genesis Communications Network, and he couldn't get in. So I have to talk to him. We'll connect. And I'll ask him that question when he comes back. But, Arjun, the bottom line is the first thing you need to do is shed watts. You got to get rid of them. You got to get rid of everything that uses the maximum amount of watts, and you have to replace it with something that you can control. And I said natural gas because I know that natural gas is the least expensive at the moment. But that could change 10 nanoseconds from now. So that's the reason why I said natural gas. But propane is something that you own. If you don't fall for one of these pre-buy contracts where you put you buy 1,000 gallons of propane or 500 gallons of propane at a specific price before the winter, and then you actually expect to get that delivered. Now, I've taught the class that years ago, maybe 7 years ago here in Missouri, people bought propane at $1.79 a gallon, and then propane became really hard to get. And the same companies that had the contracts that were holding 1,000 gallons of propane would not deliver it. They would not deliver on the contract. They said, if you want propane, even though you bought 1,000 gallons at $1.79, we can deliver 100 gallons for you, but you have to prepay for it again at $4.49.9 a gallon.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, and we're back. I'm all excited about today's class. You know, something about Thursdays, Kyle and Kathy teaching on Thursdays, it just, the rankings just climb. It's wonderful. So it tells me that that y'all like the kind of teaching that we do on Thursdays. I really appreciate seeing that. So I was reading into what Kyle was teaching a few minutes ago. And here's what I read into, and I agree with this. So Kyle, make sure that I'm not putting words in your mouth. Let me know in a second or two. But solar systems are really for independence from the grid. You're not really going to save a lot of money because they're expensive to build and install. And the battery banks, unless you get the newest Musk batteries, are going to require some maintenance. So that's one thing. Second thing is propane, and I'm going to add the word diesel fuel, are for energy independence and energy storing, assuming you have your own tanks and you have the tanks under your control, which means that you didn't just buy propane on a contract and it's sitting out there at the propane dealer and you don't have it in your tank. It doesn't do you any good at all if you don't have it in your tank. And that's diesel as well. So what we're talking about is independence from the system. So should the grid go down, if you have a solar system, you have some electricity, some amount. If you have propane, you have some amount to ride that outage through, and the same with diesel. Kyle, did I read you correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing you were mentioning there about where Arjun's going to end up, I will say this, Arjun, in my humble opinion, you're almost out of time. So if you are not going to go, if you're planning eventually to end up in Missouri, you should be there already yesterday. Sell out whatever you can do to get out of there, wherever you're in West Virginia, and get to Missouri and get started on something. Because in my opinion, this winter, but for sure by the latest next winter, this country is not even going to look like, you're going to look back like that. In fact, almost every single week we're looking backwards and saying that was the good old days. That's how fast things are changing. And so anyway, that's my advice. But As far as staying warm this winter, you know, unless everybody wants to huddle around a small little propane stove that you, you know, put installed into your wall and vented outside, you know, or have somebody do it for you, do it correctly, it's going to be a cold one. And I would highly suggest you take this advice and move as fast as you possibly can.
Kyle, I just want to say that Arjun never said that he was moving to Missouri. I just insinuated that he was moving to Missouri. I like Arjun so I like Arjun so well. I've taken him under my wing. He's taken me under his wing, and we're extended family, just as all the other instructors and I are. Extended family and students too. I just don't know the students as well as I know the instructors. So I've never met Arjun. I've never met Kyle. I've never met Gwyneth. I've never met Kathy, and I've never met Greg. But my closest friends are people I've never met. So what I was trying to say is, Arjun, if you ever decide to come to Missouri, I will do everything I can to help you. And there's one other thing that y'all need to know about class. It is extremely difficult to move to a new location that's a rural location if you don't know at least somebody at that location. Very, very difficult. Almost impossible. Because you won't have any friends, you won't have any guidance, you know, you won't know who the honest people are, you won't know who the dishonest people are. You'll have to learn and make all those mistakes by yourself. If you know people, they'll say, hey, you can call this guy. He's the gravel guy. Here's the concrete guy. Here is the framing guy. This is the lumber company to go to. Don't go to these other ones because they'll rip you off. You won't have the benefit of that if you don't know anybody. Kyle, any quick comments?
Yeah, the learning curve is very expensive.
When I moved to our location in Virginia, our new location in Virginia, I didn't know anybody. And I used to go to the lumber yard in town. And the realtor said, you know, that's where you go to this guy. And that lumber yard, it didn't take me long, but they had two prices. One for the locals and a much higher price for the new guys. And it's not just rural Virginia. It's lots of places all over the United States. So if you're the new guy coming to town and you don't know anybody, you're going to pay more. That's just the way it is. That's just the greedy Americans. Let's see, Arjun, I've got Robert on the stack here. He's on next. Thank you so much. Is there anything else?
Thank you.
Robert, you're next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.